Cooper and Anthony Show.
Breaking news now.
Ooh.
We just got this at 7:01. So this just came out. We have brand new Adele.
Oh, the song dropped finally.
Yeah, so they just sent it to us. So we can finally hear it with lyrics. So this is the first time you're hearing it. Because we just got it.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence, baby, let me in. Go easy on me, baby, I was still a child, didn't get the chance to
So this is from her album 30. It's her first album in 6 years. And she tweeted a message to fans. It's long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll give you some of it. She said, "I was certainly nowhere near where I'd hoped I'd be when I first started this album nearly 3 years ago. Quite the opposite, actually." She said, "I rely on routine and consistency to feel safe. I always have. And yet there I was knowingly, willingly even, throwing myself into a maze of absolute mess and inner turmoil." And she goes on about what that inner turmoil was and who she reached out to. And she has, I guess, someone in her life that was her ride or die. And she said, "So I'm ready to finally put this album out." So she took 3 years off. She was going to release this album. And then the divorce happened. I guess other stuff in her life that she does talk about in the album. You'll hear it. And then she ends by saying, "And then that friend who, no matter what, checked in on me, even though I'd stopped checking in with them because I become so consumed by my own grief. I've painstakingly rebuilt my house and my heart since then, and this album narrates it."
Hmm. I think she has a future. I think she can make it. If she just works hard and dedicates her time to her craft, I think she can she could do good things.
Adele, you know what's and you are listening to my new song "Easy on Me."
Oh,
well, thank you, Adele. Right.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Adele. Thank you for sending that to us. You know, it's interesting. She is one of those few artists that can take 6 years off and then come back, and we're like, "Yeah, give it to me. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm all about whatever you want to sing to me."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fine with that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we're fine with that. Another artist that I don't know if if they have the same. I guess they do have their fans, but I don't know if the music has been as successful with Demi Lovato.
No.
So, yeah. So Demi Lovato, as we've talked about in the show before, has kind of pivoted a little bit towards television. She's doing this show called Demi Lovato Unidentified with Demi Lovato. That's the name of the show. And the whole unidentified thing is about like space and aliens and paranormal stuff and ghosts and all that kind of stuff that she's really into. Because her album, if you remember, she did release an album and it didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know where all her fans went. She had tons of fans and people that were obsessed with her, but her album didn't really get a lot of airplay. You know, it didn't really do well on the charts. And this was after, this is what's amazing. I mean, this was after her near-death experience when she had her drug overdose.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the comeback is going to be huge, but...
Well, then put out a quality song.
Right.
There wasn't a good song on that album, so that's the problem.
Right. And I said she a couple times. My bad. Oh. I apologize. I'm still getting my mind around the fact that Demi Lovato is non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they had said something this week that I thought was interesting that I wanted to talk about it, but now it's the perfect time because there is a response to what they had said. Remember, the show is called Unidentified with Demi Lovato, and it's all about aliens and space things. So Demi Lovato told E! News that the term aliens is problematic.
I do not have a song called Aliens.
I wish. That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but...
But it would be called ETs.
Yeah, my fans should know that I do not call them aliens because alien is a derogatory term for anything.
Oh, that's so true.
Even extraterrestrials, which is why I call them ETs.
So is there potential for an extraterrestrial song in the future?
I feel like Katy Perry already did it.
Yeah, true.
Oh yeah. My gosh, so you've been thinking about this.
Not really, but I'm fast on my feet.
You are fast on your feet. Damn it.
Demi Lovato says that you can't say alien when referring to a creature from another planet that has landed on this earth, potentially. But a lot of people have had a problem with that. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, when kids want attention, they cry. When celebrities want attention, they say wacky shit. Neil deGrasse Tyson, famed astrophysicist, thought that he would set the record straight because, you know, he's an astrophysicist. He knows what he's talking about.
All the aliens I've ever met, they have no feelings. So to be worried about offending them by calling them an alien, what is she thinking is going on in the head of species of life from another planet? I mean, I know it's very considerate of her, but really?
They.
Really?
Them.
So I, when I refer to aliens, I just to be specific, I always say space aliens. All right. And then what we used to call aliens on Earth, sort of undocumented immigrants, that's what the new term is for them. And
right.
I'm all
of course.
In on that.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the green men.
If we all do that, the only invocation of the word alien is for creatures from outer space that want to kill us all. And so,
right.
First, I don't care what they feel. I'm not worried about. Plus, why should I even believe they know English?
Right.
So, yeah,
that's a very good point.
I don't get it.
So I'm going to go with Neil deGrasse Tyson because the fact that Demi Lovato is a lot of people, someone like him and people in his industry are like, that's pretty arrogant of you to decide what term a being from another planet wants to be called. You know, they don't. Who said they speak English, as Neil deGrasse Tyson just said? And they might have their own language and their own names. You know, maybe to them, E.T. is offensive. You don't know. You don't know them.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Is what I say. Okay. I mean, we're having this conversation. What to call something that doesn't even exist?
Right. Well, you know me. I love good celebrity beef. So if Demi Lovato is going to beef with Neil deGrasse Tyson, I say, go for it, kids. I'll sit back and just eat some popcorn.